14。浦东新区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. May I make a recommendation, sir? Our seafood with the special sauce is very good.
Thank you, but my doctor suggested that I shouldn't eat any seafood recently.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Two. We can either take our children with us to the cinema or to my mother's house.
Well, I'll leave it up to you.
Question. Who will make the final decision?
Three. How are you getting on with the schedules?
I've almost finished them, Mr. White. I just have one or two more notes to type. Have you anything else for me to do?
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? 4. I will drive to the school today. Do you want to go with me?
Thanks, but you may cycle with me. I believe exercise will do you good.
Question. What will the woman probably do? 5. My father's birthday is round the corner, and I'm looking for a gift for him. Any suggestions?
Well, you have to tell me something about your father. Also, how much do you plan to spend?
Question. What does the woman want the man to do?
6. John said he would come to help with the preparation for the party when he had time.
He often says he is willing to help, but he never turns up.
Question. What does the man imply about John? 7. Excuse me, sir. You're not supposed to be here. This area is reserved for airport staff only.
I'm sorry. I didn't notice the sign.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation? 8. Tom, I wish you would keep the radio switched off. I'm struggling on the paper for tomorrow.
I have told you repeatedly never to leave your work till the last minute.
Question. How does the man feel?
9. I missed the bus again today because I turned the alarm clock off in my sleep. I didn't know what to do.
Try putting it far enough away from your bed, so that you have to get out to turn it off.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
10. Sir, may I take a makeup exam for my math? Otherwise, I won't be able to complete the course.
All the makeup exams were held last week, but your situation is quite exceptional.
Question. What can be concluded from the conversation? 6. Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
If you are going to be a straight talker, you have to believe that it's a virtue. If you have an opinion and you just state it, it allows the other person to either try to change your opinion or to agree with you. If you are quiet, people think you agree. How can you then further the conversation when you have different opinions and they are not really exposed? Agreeing is easy. Disagreeing takes more courage. Several years back, when I was CEO at Autodesk, There was a very senior level woman who was very smart and well spoken, but she did not wear appropriate clothes. It was distracting and she was not being taken seriously. I said to her manager, who was male, "You need to tell her," he said. "Oh, no way." So I called her in and frankly stated what I thought was happening. I told her, "You're not getting the respect you deserve." I said, "Go and get a personal shopper." "Just say, I'm a senior business person and need help dressing appropriately." She came back and honest to God, it was a different person. She said she felt really good and her promotion went way up. Early in my business career, if people ask me a question, I try to answer it honestly. And that was rewarded. I had managers who wanted me around because I would actually tell them what was happening.
Now listen again, please.
If you are going to be a straight talker, you have to believe that it's a virtue. If you have an opinion and you just state it, it allows the other person to either try to change your opinion or to agree with you. If you are quiet, people think you agree. How can you then further the conversation when you have different opinions and they are not really exposed? Agreeing is easy. Disagreeing takes more courage. Several years back, when I was CEO at Autodesk, there was a very senior level woman who was very smart and well spoken, but she did not wear appropriate clothes. It was distracting and she was not being taken seriously. I said to her manager, who was male, "You need to tell her," he said. "Oh, no way." So I called her in and frankly stated what I thought was happening. I told her, "You're not getting the respect you deserve." I said, "Go and get a personal shopper." "Just say, I'm a senior business person and need help dressing appropriately." She came back and honest to God, it was a different person. She said she felt really good and her promotion went way up. Early in my business career, if people ask me a question, I try to answer it honestly. And that was rewarded. I had managers who wanted me around because I would actually tell them what was happening.
Questions. 11. Why did the speaker have a talk with a senior level woman?
Twelve. What made the speaker popular with the managers?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Agricultural experts say crop variety is important to feed the increasing population of our planet. They say having a large variety of plants also helps to protect against possible crop disease and future crises. Hundreds of thousands of different plants now exist, but many experts say the number has decreased sharply during the past century. One of the world's largest seed conservation projects has predicted further losses. Experts warn that up to 100,000 plant species could permanently disappear. The rich collection of genes that decide their qualities would disappear with them. Many experts blame climate change and loss of normal growth area for damaging plant life. They say human activities and poorly planned, overly heavy use of land also are responsible. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says modern business farming is responsible for loss of farmers' traditional crop varieties. The Green Revolution of the 20th century changed agriculture. Some experts say the use of modern commercial farming methods saved millions of people from starvation. Farmers planted, watered, and fertilized their crops with the help of machines. They treated their fields with chemicals to control insects and diseases. Harvests grew larger and higher quality, but another result was that some traditional crops were lost. A non-for-profit group based in USA was established in 1975 to save and share high-quality seeds. It also works to educate people about the need for genetic variety.
Now listen again, please.
Agricultural experts say crop variety is important to feed the increasing population of our planet. They say having a large variety of plants also helps to protect against possible crop disease and future crisis. Hundreds of thousands of different plants now exist. But many experts say the number has decreased sharply during the past century. One of the world's largest seed conservation projects has predicted further losses. Experts warn that up to 100,000 plant species could permanently disappear. The rich collection of genes that decide their qualities would disappear with them. Many experts blame climate change and loss of normal growth area for damaging plant life. They say human activities and poorly planned, overly heavy use of land also are responsible. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says modern business farming is responsible for loss of farmers' traditional crop varieties. The Green Revolution of the 20th century changed agriculture. Some experts say the use of modern commercial farming methods saved millions of people from starvation. Farmers planted, watered, and fertilized their crops with the help of machines. They treated their fields with chemicals to control insects and diseases. Harvests grew larger and higher quality, but another result was that some traditional crops were lost. A non-for-profit group based in USA was established in 1975 to save and share high-quality seeds. It also works to educate people about the need for genetic variety.
Questions. 14. Why is crop variety important?
Which of the following is not a cause of the damage to plant life?
16. Besides saving seeds, what action is being taken to prevent the loss of crop variety?
2. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hello, this is Jack Morgan, the restaurant manager.
Hello, my name is Sally Lowe, and I'd like to make a complaint.
Okay. Excuse me, how do you spell your name?
It's spelled S-A-L-L-Y-L-O.
Okay. Could I have your room number as well?
Sure. My room number is 1088.
What would you like to make a complaint about, Miss Lowe?
I want to complain about the service in your restaurant. I also want to complain about the dining area. It was very dirty.
Okay, you want to complain about the service and the dining area. Could you give me more details, please?
Yes, the service was very slow and the waiters were extremely rude.
Okay, let me write those comments under details of complaint. Service slow and waiters rude. Now you mentioned something about the dining area as well. What was the problem there?
Well, the carpet in your restaurant is a disgrace. It is damaged and very smelly.
Oh dear, let me write that down as well. Carpet damaged and smelly. I'm very sorry. Really, I am. I'll talk to the waiters and the cleaners right away. I'll get back to you very soon.
Thank you.
Now listen again, please. Hello, this is Jack Morgan, the restaurant manager.
Hello, my name is Sally Lowe, and I'd like to make a complaint.
Okay. Excuse me, how do you spell your name?
It's spelled S-A-L-L-Y-L-O.
Okay. Could I have your room number as well?
Sure. My room number is 1088.
What would you like to make a complaint about, Miss Lowe?
I want to complain about the service in your restaurant. I also want to complain about the dining area. It was very dirty.
Okay, you want to complain about the service and the dining area. Could you give me more details, please?
Yes, the service was very slow and the waiters were extremely rude.
Okay, let me write those comments under details of complaint. Service slow and waiters rude. Now you mentioned something about the dining area as well. What was the problem there?
Well, the carpet in your restaurant is a disgrace. It is damaged and very smelly.
Oh dear. Let me write that down as well. carpet damaged and smelly. I'm very sorry, really I am. I'll talk to the waiters and the cleaners right away. I'll get back to you very soon.
Thank you.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Hi, George. Take a look at this article in the newspaper. It says several major airlines are considering allowing people to use their cell phones while in the air.
Oh, no, really? That's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Oh, why do you feel that way?
Well, I fly for business quite frequently, and a plane is now one of the last places where I don't have to hear people chatting on cell phones. I really enjoy the peace and quiet.
But it would be so convenient if we were able to make calls during long flights. Just think of how much work we could get done.
Well, I think being connected to the world 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, isn't healthy. We sometimes need to be alone in order to think. Many famous people discovered important things when they were alone, with nothing disturbing them. You know the story about Isaac Newton, right?
Yes. He came up with the theory of gravity while sitting in a field and watching an apple fall from a tree.
He probably wouldn't have had time to think about gravity if he was talking on his cell phone. Anyway, I really hope they don't allow cell phones on planes. We need a few last places without cell phones.
All right, I can accept that. And besides, many airlines now allow you to use your laptop during the flight. If you really need to communicate, you can send an email.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, George. Take a look at this article in the newspaper. It says several major airlines are considering allowing people to use their cell phones while in the air.
Oh, no, really? That's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Oh, why do you feel that way?
Well, I fly for business quite frequently, and a plane is now one of the last places where I don't have to hear people chatting on cell phones. I really enjoy the peace and quiet.
But it would be so convenient if we were able to make calls during long flights. Just think of how much work we could get done.
Well, I think being connected to the world 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, isn't healthy. We sometimes need to be alone in order to think. Many famous people discovered important things when they were alone, with nothing disturbing them. You know the story about Isaac Newton, right?
Yes. He came up with the theory of gravity while sitting in a field and watching an apple fall from a tree.
He probably wouldn't have had time to think about gravity if he was talking on his cell phone. Anyway, I really hope they don't allow cell phones on planes. We need a few last places without cell phones.
All right, I can accept that. And besides, many airlines now allow you to use your laptop during the flight. If you really need to communicate, you can send an email.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.